I just want to make sure this works. This is a tradition, by the way, that is very common in the United States of these town hall meetings. And what we're going to do is I will just, if you are interested in asking a question, you can raise your hands. I will call on you. And then I will alternate between a question from the audience and an internet question from one of the students who prepared the questions, as well as I think Ambassador Huntsman may have a question that we were able to obtain from the website of our embassy. So let me begin, though, by seeing, and what I'll do is I'll call on a boy and then a girl, and then so we'll go back and forth so that you know it's fair. All right? So I'll start with this young lady right in the front. Here, why don't we wait for this microphone so everyone can hear you? And what's your name?
My name is Chen Xi, and I'm a student from Fudan University. Shanghai and Chicago have been the sister cities since 1985, and these two cities have conducted a wide range of economic, political, and cultural exchanges. So what measures will you take to deepen this close relationship between cities of the United States and China? And Shanghai will hold the World Exposition next year. Will you bring your family to visit the expo? Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the question. I was just having lunch before I came here with the mayor of Shanghai, and he told me that he has had an excellent relationship with the city of Chicago, my hometown, that he's visited there twice. And I think it's wonderful to have these exchanges between cities. One of the things that I discussed with the mayor is how both cities can learn from each other on strategies around clean energy, because one of the issues that ties China and America together is how, with an expanding population and a concern for climate change, that we are able to reduce our carbon footprint. And obviously, in the United States and many developed countries, per capita, per individual, they are already using much more energy than each individual here in China. But as China grows and expands, it's going to be using more energy as well. So both countries have a great interest in finding new strategies. We talked about mass transit. And the excellent rail lines that are being developed in Shanghai, I think we can learn in Chicago some of the, and in the United States, some of the fine work that's being done on high-speed rail. In the United States, I think we are learning how to develop buildings that use much less energy, that are much more energy efficient. And I know that with Shanghai, as I traveled and I saw all the cranes and all the new buildings that are going up, it's very important for us to start incorporating these new technologies so that each building is energy efficient when it comes to lighting, when it comes to heating. And so it's a terrific opportunity, I think, for us to learn from each other. I know this is going to be a major focus of the Shanghai World Expo, is the issue of clean energy. As I learned from the mayor. And so I would love to attend. I'm not sure yet what my schedule is going to be, but I'm very pleased that we're going to have an excellent U.S. pavilion at the expo, and I understand that we expect as many as 70 million visitors here, so it's going to be very crowded, and it's going to be very exciting. Chicago has had two World Expos in its history, and both of those expos ended up being tremendous boosts for the city. So I'm sure the same thing will happen here in Shanghai. Thank you.